And thank you, Scott Shannon. Thanks to all of you for being with us. We appreciate you being here. Here's our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I didn't think I'd be starting with Alec Baldwin today. I won't spend that much time on it, but I found this very, very interesting. And I can't actually believe I never thought the day would come that I'm going to actually support Alec Baldwin. I've had my fights with him over the years. Mr. Father of the Year. And, you know, we had a couple of classic Twitter wars back in the day when I was on social media, which I'm not anymore. And, you know, I'm going to play this tape for you. And he goes in to buy a cup of coffee. And there's a anti-Israeli agitator there who just is demanding, just say it one time, Alec, one time, free Palestine, say it one time. He's in a coffee shop. Trying to get a cup of coffee, go home, and be, you know, not bothering anybody. This person will not stop harassing him, you know, and the individual, the actor, while he appeared to be on the phone, probably, well, he really wasn't. It was just a way to ignore the person and at the cash register at the shop. And just this person relentlessly harassing this guy. Alex, one time, just say free Palestine, one time, goes on and on and on. Just one time, I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone if you say it one time. Then she blurts out, F Israel, F Zionism, and then adds, why did you kill that lady, Alec, and killed that lady and got no jail time? Well, he has a trial in July in terms of the cinematographer, Hutchins, and it is, while it's a felony, it is, you know, involuntary homicide. It's not, it's going to be, you know, we'll see what happens. But put all of that aside. This lady's such a jackass, whoever this person is, harassing the hell out of the guy, which is, you know, does any decent person act like this? Let me play it for you.
Alec, can you please say free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec? No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. One time.
Call the police.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a f-ing criminal. Come on, Alec, just say free Palestine one time. One time, just one time, please. And I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. Israel, Zionism. Please say it one time.
He just smacked the phone out of the lady's hand. Yeah, you know, and the worst part of this is, you know, in a screwed up city like New York, he's going to end up on the other end of this, having to defend himself. And that's how sick and twisted and bizarre our system of justice is in this country. It's pretty unreal. We have a lot of news today. We have a lot of news over what's going on in the Trump trial. We have a lot of news what's going on college campuses. And I will tell you, what we are witnessing on these college campuses ought to scare the living hell out of any decent American, because what we're hearing is just, I didn't think we'd ever be debating this in the course of doing this program when I started on radio years ago. And as a result, you know, we hear the death to America chants, we are Hamas chants, et cetera, et cetera. Colombia now, you know, meanwhile, the courtyard in Colombia has been taken over by a bunch of radicals. They now have had to put their classes online. You have a rabbi on campus saying that any Jewish student needs to, you know, stay away from the campus. It's not safe for them. And then, of course, you got, you know, beginning with the Jewish holiday of Passover, one of the most important religious festivals in the Jewish calendar. They celebrate the feast of Passover to commemorate the liberation of the children of Israel who were led out of Egypt by Moses. And anyway, just hours before the commencement of Passover, Joe Biden, you know, it's sort of like, really, Joe? Because he ends up, you know, talking about the pro-Hamas protesters, lavishing praise on, you know, one of the squad members, which have their anti-Semitic wing. In this case, it was AOC. And the message from the Biden White House was, you know, about this. Well, I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. Now, hold on a second. And a lot of people have rightly pointed out, oh, I thought that's what the left got all worked up about when they talked about this whole issue of Donald Trump and the issue of Charlottesville. Now, if you look at the whole comment, I went back and looked at it. You're changing history, you're changing culture, and you had people. Now, listen to this part. This is what Donald Trump, and remember the media, oh, he's praising the neo-Nazis in Charlottesville. He said, I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists because they should be condemned totally, but yet many people in that group other than the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, and the press has treated them absolutely early now in the other group. Yeah, in the other group, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers, and you see them come back with their black outfits and with their helmets and their baseball bats, and you got a lot of bad people in that other group. Oh, well, what's the difference with what Joe Biden is saying? But, of course, the mob, the media, oh, they won't see an analogy at all. But now the kids at Columbia will have to finish their classes online. The campus still remains pretty much under siege. President Trump has weighed in on this, and he called it a total disgrace. And he said it's really on Biden. He's got the wrong signal. He's got the wrong tone. He's got the wrong words. He doesn't know who he's backing, and it's a complete mess. If this were me, they'd be after me. They'd be after me so much, but they're trying to give him a pass on what's going on, and it's a disgrace to our country, and it's Biden's fault because Biden has not had the moral clarity that a president that you would expect to have from a president on this. I mean, Professor Dershowitz, you know, was on Hannity last night, and he said, look, what I'm going to say is very controversial. This is more dangerous than January 6th. He said, because those didn't involve as many students, not as many elite people, not as many future leaders. And we are Hamas. In other words, what, we're rapists? And think about this. This is Joe Biden. Have we really forgotten what happened on October the 7th? The murder, the rape, the beheadings, the kidnappings? Have we really forgotten the biggest terror attack in Israel's history? And now the Biden State Department is citing Israel with human rights abuses? Well, what about the abuses? The people that are responsible for all of this would be the terrorist group Hamas that has in their charter the destruction of Israel. And it's not just Columbia. It's not just NYU. It's not just MIT. It's now Harvard. It's Yale. It's Berkeley. It's happening all around the country. You know, you have Obama, by the way, a Columbia alumni, he's been silent. We now learn the university has all of these tenured professors that are repulsive anti-Semites that celebrated the terrorist attack of October the 7th. You know, it's one House Democrat actually said he'd be worried to send his children to Columbia after watching this. We got more protests planned for NYU. I actually went to NYU for a year. We saw them protesting during Hannity last night. And the radicals now are controlling these college campuses. And these presidents don't have the moral clarity to say no. I mean, and think about this. The college campuses that you can get expelled from if you use the wrong pronoun. And colleges now, they don't know what to do. They're paralyzed by all of this. Harvard, Yale, Columbia, MIT, Berkeley, and it keeps going on and on. You had another story out today about a Jewish student at Columbia, you know, saying it, these anti-Israeli protests snatched and burned his Israeli flag, struck him in the face with rocks during the unrest that took place over the weekend. He was displaying the flag before 10 p.m. You know, elite schools now, the New York Post had a column, they're turning into Hamas University. Anti-Semitism is running rampant. You want to talk about a scary generational statistic? You have nearly half of Generation Z voters are sympathetic towards the terrorist group Hamas, according to a Summit.org RMG research survey. Wow. Do you think Israel's wealth and military power make its campaign against Hamas unjust? While most voters across the board believe Israel's campaign is just, you know, compared to 21% that believe it's unjust, only 42% of voters aged 18 to 24. Well, these are Joe Biden voters that he's been losing in droves. If he does a little bit of help, it gives a little bit of help to Israel, which is the bare minimum. You know, where is the president's moral compass to stand up against radical Islamic terrorist groups like Hamas? I pointed out on TV last night, since 2005, the tens and tens of thousands of rockets that have been fired from Gaza into Israel. I've been there. I've seen it. I've been there during a flare-up. I've seen it with my own eyes. And now this is just running rampant, and none of these college professors have any idea how to deal with this. It's not that hard. If you're going to enforce such strict woke regulations as pronoun, you know, proper usage, and you're so politically correct, then you ought not be allowed to do this and take over the campus the way they've taken it over and chant, you know, "We are Hamas. And we support Hamas," and all the hostility that are being brought towards Jewish students. It's unbelievable. But they still set up their tents. They're now setting them up on other college campuses. This is now growing out of control. By the way, down in Florida, they didn't put up with this crap. Yet all of this happening, you know, starting at the Golden Gate Bridge, Columbia University. Now it's spreading like a cancer. And what happened? Ron DeSantis stopped it right in its tracks. You can stop it if you have the will to do it. Robert Kraft, who I've known for many, many years, owner of the New England Patriots, he was on Hannity last night, and he literally says that he's going to stop donating to Columbia. He's donated a fortune. It was through a full academic scholarship, he wrote, to Columbia that gave me that I was able to attend in college and get my start in life, and I've been tremendously grateful. However, the school I love so much, the one that welcomed me and provided me with so much opportunity, is no longer an institution I recognize. I'm deeply saddened at the virulent hate that continues to grow on campus and throughout our country. I am no longer confident Columbia, its students and staff. I'm not comfortable supporting the university until corrective action has been taken. And then he says they hope they'll stay. They're not standing up. This is the problem. You saw all of this unfolding last night, you know, with, you know, on the campus of New York University. And then the police had to, you know, arrest hundreds and kick people out. Then during my show at 9 Eastern, they were walking through the streets. It was pretty unbelievable. You know, the only two senators are Tim Scott and John Fetterman, calling for the Columbia president to step down. It's unbelievable. But this is life in America, where now we don't have the moral clarity, and Joe Biden cares more about the votes that he lost in Hamas and the votes that he lost in Michigan out of people rebelling against his support of Israel against Hamas. And he lost 18.9% of Democratic presidential primary voters. And so now he's telling Israel, yeah, we support you, but we're not going to support you defending yourself against Iran firing missiles into your country. Why? Because he wants those radicals to vote for him. That is the only reason he's doing it. You know, he talks about the urgent concern over Israel and Gaza human rights and the State Department now attacking Israel. Where are their statements against the terrorist group Hamas, for crying out loud? It's repulsive. All of it. Born on the tragedy, 9/11/01, our own terrorist attack, right? The Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have thankfully supported our nation's heroes, their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo, he served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down. That severely limits his ability to move around in his home independently. And thankfully, because of your generosity, the Tunnel to Towers paid off Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and the foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. And this is what they do. They help catastrophically injured service members, first responders, their families, Gold Star families, and they provide mortgage-free homes. but they can't do it without your generosity. We hope you'll join all of us, make the commitment, so this great work can continue. $11 a month is all they're asking. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.